the praise. I mean, zikr is praise. And in Quran it says, and other holy books, that all creation is praising the source. And so it's truly Allah praising Allah, God praising God through the means of creation. And if we can, you know, open the ears of our heart to hear, to listen. But we need to listen deeply, to learn to listen. And to hear through Allah's hearing. It says Allah is the hearer, the seeing, and the hearing. So to realize, if we realize really that our own hearing is the divine hearing, then we will begin to hear differently. And we might hear the creation praising its source. And we can imagine it, if we imagine entirety of creation. Already our own zikr is full and rich. So if we multiply that almost indefinitely, what is beyond actually our imagination to encompass, with the praise of all beings, what a magnificent zikr that is. If you think of every being ever created, and we don't even know all the beings who are created, we don't know all the angelic beings, if we begin with the heavens, all the subtle beings, in the subtle realms, in all 18,000 worlds, if we consider that said to be a kind of like the structure of creation, and the beings that we know that are on the earths, on the surface of the planets and the earths, and then the beings within the in the denser matter, even just of our earth, if we consider how great that is. It's actually such a joyful contemplation. So from the earthworms, and the tinier beings, the tiniest cells, the tiniest molecule, everything has its own praise. Like this one. She's giving darshan. Giving transmission. Look, we have our little master here telling us something, bringing message. Let's see. And so every human being like her is not just what we see outwardly, like a, you know, like a shell or a form like that. She is countless, innumerable dimensions inside this being that are all praising Allah. And human form is the form of creation. So all the galaxies and all 18,000 worlds said are in the form of a human being, which is very interesting. It's like the big being. We read of that in the Vedas too. And this is also in the Sufi, Islamic mystical tradition. Alhamdulillah. Thank you for showing us how to cry for Allah. All we have to do is cry to Allah. And Allah answers. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. So this zikr should, you know, bring us and open out the perpetual zikr, which is happening all the time for us. Every tradition is absolutely unique and perfect in its own. But on the other hand, they also are part of the cosmic tradition of, and they all interrelate. And they, you know, it's like exactly, we could say the branches of a tree. So each branch and the sap flowing through every branch, it's the same sap, but the sap takes on a slightly different quality. as it goes from one branch to another, one leaf to another, and has a slightly different effect depending on the shape of the branch, where the branch is in terms of the tree and all of that. So, but they interrelate in very amazing ways. Sheikh Noor began that exploration, and inshallah, but he began it, and it's really for future generations to continue exploring and seeing the every what we in our minds see as separate religions, even, is not separate at all, but they're all facets of one face, one divine face, and they're all living streams of one ocean. You know, each one is a current, so it's a unique thing that will bring one to God, will open the heart to God. It's the purpose of these, like nerves in the body that would go to the brain, or blood vessels that would go to the heart. So, but we're living in a time now where we can see them really as one vast tradition, and they help to unlock each other, to reveal each other. Just like, you know, you could say one human being has all the mystery within it, has the truth and contains everything, contains all 18,000 worlds. But when you put another human being there, and another, and another, and it makes for obviously a richer understanding. Not that a human being needs to be, but it's a revelation, it's a question of revelation. Hello, my sweetie. Hello, my revealer. She's a revealer. Yeah. Keep traveling. So in our generation, we feel in this time that the light is increasing. It looks like, you know, terrible things are happening, but actually the light is increasing continuously. And so it's the, rather than just the feminine, I would say it's really the joining of the two, the mystic union of the two, the mystical marriage of everything in the universe, of male and female, of light and dark. Because when you go to the essence, there everything is, you know, perfectly at peace. So it's a time of essence also. But no, I feel for both male and female. Women are very much in the forefront of change. Yes.